there's no way when I found out he was not the main character of the second game, I was like, who's this Arthur feller? How could I ever, never? And then I just was like, Arthur, you are my favorite. Well, that's the story. Oh, wait, actually. If you can remember, who do you think is the protagonist, and what do you think the overarching story of the game is, if there is one?
I think old Bobbert here is the protagonist.
Mm.
The overarching story is that Bobbert has a past, and even though he's too sleepy to deal with that past, it still comes after him. But he's, like, the good guy. And so some of these people rally for him, and some of these people rally against him.
Mm.
And they skirmish and learn how to make medicine along the way.
I mean, honestly, you're not that far off.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's a lot more that happens, for sure. But yeah. Overall, especially the making medicine along the way, yes, there is a lot of medicine making along the way.
Nice.
Because it's one of the many ways to get money.
Do you now want to tell me what these people, who they actually
sure,
are?
Sure, I can do that. Her name is actually Abigail. You did guess that correctly. Her name is Abigail Marston, and she is married to John Marston. Well, okay, here's the thing. Technically, I take it back. I take all of that back, because in this game, she is not married to him. She is Abigail Roberts, and they are just together.
Mm.
And they have the little boy that you saw at the end. His name is Jack. And so, yeah. You are correct that this man here is, in fact, the protagonist, Arthur Morgan, or Johnny Bobbert. I think either or works. And yeah, that kind of is just, he is long-suffering. He just kind of goes with the flow, sort of. He's an old outlaw that, or I guess they're all, okay, so they are all in a gang. Basically, all of the people that you saw here, they're all in a gang. And they are still, you know, out committing crimes, doing outlaw garbage and stuff. And it's a lot of fun. But good old Johnny Bobbert, Arthur Morgan, is... You play as him the whole time, and basically you can either choose to make him a good guy or a bad guy, and you're just kind of like, and the story changes depending on the decisions that you make, which is kind of cool. It's nice. It's so
nice. I love those kind of games. That's my favorite.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 would recommend. There's a twist, and I will not spoil it. Just in case. This man here is Bill Williamson. Which I know you called two other people Bill, but that's okay.
No, this one's Chuck.
This is Chuck. You are correct. I'm wrong, honestly. And he is actually the secret gay of the group.
Really?
It's not, I don't think it's ever been fully confirmed, but I don't know. There's a lot of, it's there. It is there, 100%. And this is Charles Smith.
Oh, okay, so I was right on the, like, high-class kind of name. Not high-class, but, like, not Bill. Billiam.
He was born to a Native American mother and African American father. So, Mackenzie cool. kind of had it, sort of, ish, but not entirely. And I like him a lot. He's a cool character. Yeah, so Stephen Patrick's real name is Dutch Vanderlyn. He is the leader of the gang. And he is quite the character. He is quite the character. He is a very charismatic leader. And watching him throughout the story is very fascinating to me.
His name is great.
Yeah, isn't it, though? But this is Hosea Matthews. He basically co-founded the gang, kind of, with Dutch when they were in their younger years. And then they kind of, like, adopted Arthur, or, you know, Johnny Bobbert, and this other character, John Marston, who I will tell you about in a minute. Mm. And then, yeah, he's kind of like the kindly but stern, still kind of fatherly figure I of the group, I think. So Clark is actually Javier Escuela. And he is, in fact, yes, he does get into trouble. He is, in fact, a bit of a scrapper and a hothead like Mackenzie Gist. And in this game, that's the thing, right? So if you've played the first game is a sequel, basically, to Red Dead Redemption 2. So Red Dead 2 is the prequel to Red Dead 1. And so it's very interesting to see characters that you encounter not bad guys necessarily, but you have to go after in the first game, show up in the second one. Spoilers, sorry, I didn't say what, but I just, alluded vaguely. I just absolutely loved this character so much to the point where I was like, there's no way. When I found out he was not the main character of the second game, I was like, who's this Arthur feller? How could I ever, never. And then I just was like, Arthur, you are my favorite. I'm sorry, John, you get thrown off a cliff or something. I don't know. I just don't like you that much anymore. He did not get thrown off a cliff. That's just me being dramatic.
Oh, you hate him by the second game?
No, you don't hate him. It's just his storyline is wonderful in the first game, but it's just not as good as the second one. This is a rare instance where the sequel to a game is better than the first one. I will go on a rant later, though. But yeah, he's just... His whole story is that he and Arthur, Johnny Bobbert, of course... kind of grew up together a little bit. They were both the first or early on in the gang. They were taken in when they were teenagers. And then he disappeared for a year for no reason and then came back. And so it's just there's some tension. Ugh. Brotherly tension. This is Mr. Fancy Pants, Josiah Trelawney. He is a... he's kind of a magician. He's a tricky dude. He's a very tricky dude. And, well, this is a mild spoiler, but it doesn't actually matter. It's just more of a little thing fun fact that you can find. He has a secret family that you can stumble upon. And at one point in the game, you go into this town and then you if you follow him, you'll see him disappear into a house and then you hear a little kid go, "Dad, you're home!" or whatever. And it's kind of funny. This is Karen.
Oh. Karen, okay. Does she live up to the name?
Yeah, a little bit. She has her good moments and then she has a lot of bad ones. So she's an alcoholic and she's also It's she's a very interesting character, but not as interesting as some of the other ones.
Okay. Mackenzie will have to write fan fiction to make her more interesting.
There you go, yeah. And then, yeah, this is little Jack Marston, who is just the most precious thing on the planet. Can't handle him. He's too cute. He doesn't really do much. He just kind of, I won't spoil it. There's an entire section of the game that involves him, but he's just kind of cute and is there and serves as a point of contention because his dad doesn't. He's like, "I don't even know if that's my kid or not." Oh, that's the other thing, because Abigail used to be a prostitute that worked for the gang. So.
Oh, okay.
This is Kieran. He gets pulled into the gang, sort of, only not really. He's not actually part of the gang. He's just kind of he's a prisoner, sort of, I guess is the best way to describe him, because that's exactly what he is. Not a lot to say about him. There's Lenny, who is my who has one of the best side missions of the entire game. Frickin' love Lenny, love him to death, he's great. Yeah, again, new addition to the gang. Not a whole lot to say about him, except for the fact that he is super funny, and I freaking love his side mission. Leopold Strauss, I hate him.
Of course that's his name.
I hate him. He is the absolute worst. He keeps the books going and stuff, but he also is responsible for a very important plot point that makes me mad. I'm trying to be vague because I really think you should play the game and I don't want to ruin the story.
I'm down.
Mary Beth Gaskell, super sweet, absolute sweetheart, love her to death, protect at all costs kind of thing. I think someone should like give her a gun to keep in her shawl though, because you know she just needs to. She just wants to be. She wants to be a writer, and she just has like a lot of dreams, and she just. Aww. She's just real nice. I like her.
Oh.
And this guy, Micah Bell, the rat, the horrible, skeevy, gross little man. Who I had to bite my lip when y'all were like, oh, he looks like he's a little stinker. I'm like, oh, he's there. I have so many negative feelings about him. Molly O'Shea, she is in a relationship with Dutch. She's Irish. She complains a lot and sits around and does nothing while everybody else works. That's basically my whole thing with her. Sadie Adler. You were correct that when you say that she has a tragic life. This is not really a spoiler because it happens within the first 15 minutes of the game, but basically her husband is murdered in front of her and her house is burned down, and like she joins the gang purely out of necessity, but then she actually turns into a super cool character, super tough. You get to see her progress over the course of the game, especially if you spend a lot of time in the camp with everyone. You get to learn more about their stories. It's great.
Very cool.
But she is tough. She deserves the world. Sean McGuire. Bless him. Bless our little Irish man. He goes missing at one point, and then that's a spoiler, I suppose, but like everyone goes missing at some point or another. It's like, okay. Oh, where'd they go? Guess we gotta figure out where they went to. But like he's great. He's hilarious. I love him. He's the best. Susan Grimshaw. She kind of runs things. Like Dutch is technically the leader of the gang, but she runs things. She runs things and she keeps a tight ship. She's been there a really long time. I think she joined the gang around the same time that maybe like it was like formed. I'm not sure. But she's great. She's terrifying.
She seems very in charge.
Oh yes, I would never want to cross her in my life. Tilly Jackson, she honestly is, again, just like protect her at all cost, just like Mary Beth. She's the best. But she's also like super tough and pretty. She's very smart. She's like wicked smart. She's wicked smart. wait. Ran with another gang who kidnapped her from her mother when she was just 12 years old. I didn't know that. That's news to me. So, Tilly is lovely. I love her. She's great. I'm trying not to spend too much time going on and on about all of these people because they are all dead. Ah, I just love it. It's such a good game. This is Uncle.
What's his name?
That's all. He's Uncle. He has lumbago, which is just back pain, but he has the worst lumbago of anyone ever, and he cannot do things because of the lumbago. And he's something. Yeah, nobody actually knows how old he is or if he's anybody's actual uncle or if he's just called that, so. So yeah, that's the characters of Red Dead Redemption 2, or at least the majority of them. I like all of your stories for them, though. Some actually better than others. I'm not gonna lie. Some better than the actual ones. So, I think we should get on that for sure. But yes, that is that for this time. Maybe the next time we do one of these, you can pick a game or something that I don't know, and then we'll do a switcheroo and then just trade off guessing who's what and what's who and rewriting stories that may or may not need it.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Thank you all so much for watching and or listening, for being here today. If you enjoyed today's episode or any of the other episodes, please do rate them accordingly and come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. And if you've played Red Dead Redemption 2 and you have any thoughts or theories or anything, please tell me because I'm a little obsessed, I'm not gonna lie.
She streams it all the time, so go watch her stream.
It's so good. It's just such a good game. All right. Bye.